So we're now seeing extreme manipulation of the paper price of oil futures, just like we have seen for many years in gold and silver. And yet this price is strongly diverging from the actual physical price of oil. So right now in the paper markets, which is the so-called spot market, let's say, of oil, it might be $92 or $95 because that's, of course, heavily manipulated by the United States government that prints its own currency and then uses its own, you know, counterfeit fiat currency to sell paper contracts, knowing it's going to eat the loss later on. But who cares? It's, you know, it's just money printed out of nothing anyway. Meanwhile, the actual physical price for oil, if you want physical oil right now, is something like $142 a barrel. And these two realities, well, one is a false reality, the manipulated paper price, will eventually collide with the physical reality, eventually. But the U.S. government and the Treasury will do everything in their power to make sure that doesn't happen anytime soon. And we've really entered the era of no longer having any free functioning markets. There is no real price discovery in gold or silver, in the stock market, heck, even in bonds, I mean, treasuries in particular. There's no more legitimate price discovery because it's all manipulated. The Fed will print the currency to buy the bonds to keep the yields low, whatever it takes. And so, of course, the same thing is also true with oil. So, what does this mean? Well, the White House, everything out of the White House is fake and gay. Everything. From the DoorDash rigged, you know, staged theatrical performance. Oh, here's a grandma delivering McDonald's to Trump at the White House who doesn't even live in D.C. You know, I mean, totally fake and gay. To claims that there's no inflation in America, to claims that we are winning the war with Iran, even though literally no goals of the Trump administration have been achieved in any such war, none whatsoever, and we don't control the Strait of Hormuz, etc. But literally everything that we're told out of the White House is fake and gay. So we're living in a Truman Show, everything is projection, and everything that J.D. Vance says, for example, about Iran is actually true of America. Just recently, J.D. Vance said that Iran blocking the Strait of Hormuz is an act of economic terrorism. And then the very next sentence, he says, two can play at that game. and then kind of catches himself and says, well, we are going to abide by international law. But what he really meant is that we, the U.S., we can be economic terrorists too. So it's always projection. When J.D. Vance says, we showed up in good faith to negotiate in good faith, but the Iranians, they were not negotiating in good faith. It's a confession by J.D. Vance because he's the one who didn't show up with the authority to negotiate in good faith. He had to call Netanyahu 15 times to be told what to do. Or to be told to walk away, don't take the deal, because Netanyahu wants to keep the war going. So anyway, but back to oil prices, which are really the key topic here right now. If you look at the supplies of above-ground oil that exist in the world today, oil in storage, oil on tankers that hasn't yet been offloaded, etc., and then you look at the daily deficit that we have on the planet, which is somewhere around maybe 8 million barrels per day, something like that. It could be 9 or 10. But it looks like, according to current projections, that sometime in June, the world runs out of oil. You know, above ground oil, that is oil that's been extracted from the ground. It doesn't mean, I mean, there's still plenty of oil, obviously, in the ground. But that doesn't help you when you need to fill your tractor. So the above-ground oil will run out in June on the current projection. So there's a ticking time bomb on the world's economy. And that ticking time bomb is relentless. It is unforgiving. And what it means is that as we approach June and the oil begins to really run out, then you're going to see the more desperate users of oil start bidding it up even more. It could easily go to $200 or $250 a barrel at that time if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, which hopefully won't happen, but it's certainly within the realm of possibility because, you know, we're in a game of blockade chicken now, where Iran can probably outweigh the United States. In fact, I'm certain of it. So the U.S. under Trump, you know, Trump, his ego is powering this, and he's going to refuse to give up first, but the economic pain is going to become absolutely intense, relentless, and the complaints from U.S. allies that will be facing industrial collapse, power grid collapse, economic collapse, and in some cases, total regime collapse, you know, government collapse, that economic pain and pressure is going to be relentless. At some point, Trump will have to surrender to Iran. But between now and that day, whatever day that is, there can be a tremendous amount of economic damage inflicted upon the world. I mean, devastating economic damage that will take years to recover from. I mean, we're already in a cycle that's going to take years to restore, even if peace breaks out tomorrow, which is highly unlikely. So when the oil runs out, your life is going to get ridiculously more difficult. The prices of everything that you buy, especially food, but also fuel, also, you know, spare parts, consumer goods, anything that's got transportation miles on it, which is everything, every physical thing, those prices are going to skyrocket. And oil scarcity is going to get so bad that some countries will be facing Mad Max scenarios. Not the United States, not Canada, but I'm talking about some countries like in Southeast Asia, Bangladesh, there might be parts of India that suffer in such a way. And eventually, South Korea, Taiwan, and Japan are all going to be facing devastating crises. And for Taiwan, the only way out is going to be to go to China and actually sign a deal to unify with mainland China in exchange for energy. And it actually looks like Taiwan is on that track right now. So the U.S. could lose Taiwan as an ally, which means the U.S. would lose the microchip supply that comes out of Taiwan Semiconductor. And that would be absolutely devastating to the United States and Western countries, but it would be a huge victory for China. And so, you know, the real victor in all of this is probably going to end up being China and Russia, you could argue, not the United States. So all those people out there arguing that the U.S. is winning, you know, we block the strait now. Those are the same morons that last week were arguing that the strait was open. And that's how we were winning, because Trump was forcing the strait open. This week, it's the strait is closed and we're winning. So it's just like, you people are complete idiots. How is it that, I mean, you don't even have consistency with your winning conditions. So anyway, things are going to get very difficult. You will want to, of course, be fully prepared in every way that you can. I focus on a lot of preparedness and survival with my podcast and my channel. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com. And of course, you can also read my articles and see my very popular infographics at naturalnews.com. And then finally, check out our sponsor, SAT123.com. That's the satellite phone store, because they've got sat phones that work even when the power grid is down. And they've got solar generators and Faraday bags to protect you from the EMP effects of nuclear weapons, or I'm sorry, to protect your electronics from EMP effects. Not you. You can't crawl into the bag, probably. They're smaller than that. But anyway, satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And thank you for listening. Get prepared. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine. Highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.